it isn't so. What have I been drinking? Won't you tell me what have I been drinking? What have I been drinking? The label on the bottle doesn't show. The bottle's on the table and I'd like to read the label, but my eyes are seeing double and a hobby is unable. What have I been drinking? Won't you tell me what have I been drinking? What have I been drinking? The label on the bottle doesn't show. Tastes all right, I drink it all night. What have I been drinking?
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
When the heart is heavy and you've been attacked, Closing out that set from his sophomore release, 662, we had Clarksdale, Mississippi's Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram with My Bad. Before that, from their new release, Painting Stars, we had Ottawa's LH Express featuring Megan Lawrence on lead vocals with Not Today. And taking us across the top of our first hour from his 1991 release, It Still Ain't Easy, we had Canada's Long John Baldry with What Have I Been Drinking. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, guitar legend Lonnie Mack would have turned 82 on Tuesday. He was born July 18, 1941 in Harrison, Indiana. Influenced by R&B, gospel, country, and rockabilly, he made his first recordings in the 1950s while playing the club and bar scenes of Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. In 1963, his instrumental version of Chuck Berry's Memphis, Tennessee, released simply as Memphis, shot up the charts. Its follow-up was another instrumental release, Wham!, a song so influential it led to the guitar's vibrato or tremolo bar being renamed the Whammy Bar. Lonnie Mack's pioneering approach to solos influenced the likes of Eric Clapton, Duane Allman, Jimmy Page, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and virtually every other lead guitarist in blues and rock. He charted two albums and one song on two different Billboard charts, played for 11 different record labels, and in 2001 was inducted into the International Guitar Hall of Fame, and in 2005 into the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. From his 1985 Stevie Ray Vaughan produced comeback album, Strike Like Lightning, this is the late great Lonnie Mack with Hound Dog Man.
Thank you. Sit this one. Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of CanadaLand, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Closing out that set from her 2022 release, Healing Time, we had Austin's Ruthie Foster with Finish Line. Before that, from his brand new release, Ice Cream Man 2, we had Australia's 8-Ball Aitken with Wading Through Muddy Water. And I got that set started off with the late, great Lonnie Mack and Hound Dog Man from 1985's Strike Like Lightning.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. It's time for our big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rockin' blues music. For this week's big block of blues, I'm going to showcase some of the rockin' blues music featured on the appetizer and or dessert of music releases, the extended play record or EP released so far this year. Essentially a mini album, the EP usually consists of 3 to 6 songs with a running time of less than 25 minutes and is often used as a new artist's foray into recording or for established artists to have something on the market between their full-length albums. After Columbia Records introduced the 12-inch LP in 1948, RCA began releasing 10-inch EPs in 1952. The multi-song EP flourished in both sizes and at 45 or 33 and a third RPMs, although the 12-inch eventually became the dominant format and has been used to release new music by artists such as Billie Holiday, Elvis Presley, The Beatles, Big Joe Turner, Jerry Lee Lewis, Bo Diddley, and Muddy Waters, to name just a few. Stevie Wonder included a 4-song EP in his 1976 masterpiece double album, Songs in the Key of Life, and the EP became immensely popular with punk and indie bands in the late 70s and 80s as a relatively cheap way to get their music on the streets. Ugly Kid Joe's debut EP, As Ugly As They Wanna Be, sold 2 million copies in 1991. In 1994, Alice in Chains' EP Jar of Flies became the first EP to hit number one on the Billboard album charts. In the digital era of short attention spans and streaming services making it harder for artists to make money off their recordings, the EP is experiencing another resurgence. Starting things off from their new release, Slant 6, this is Baltimore's The Nighthawks with Don't Know Where She Went.
Yeah, she split. buddy knocked on his front door. Asked him about my baby. Said she ain't here no more. She's split. Yeah, she's split. Packed her suitcase. Now my baby's gone. Sell my pretty Cadillac. Get me lots of dough. Your town down by the river. Oh, in your shack where the folk all gather. People, they come from miles around. Headbound with a smokehouse sound. Slide on in for some boogie. Maybe a little jive. We gonna serve it up with a little jump on the side.